Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf Yud Aleph. As you recall, yesterday we began talking about the mezuzah at the Lishkas Parhedrin. And we had two reasons why there was a mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin, although there was no mezuzah on the other Lishachos in the Beis HaMikdash. One reason is because it was a Beis Dira for the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. And the second reason was because of the Gezeira that people should not go and say about the Kohen Gadol that he is in jail for a week. And Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Since we spoke about mezuzah, the Gemara is going to today continue on talking about Hilchos Mezuzah generally. We all know it says in the Pasuk, Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvishorecha. Tana Rabbanan, we're 6 lines from the top of Yud Aleph Omid Aleph. Bisharecha echad shari batam yechad shari chatzeirois v'yechad shari medinois v'yechad sha'arei al yorois. The word sha'ar, which of course means a gate, is broad enough to include the gates of houses, the gates of chatzeiros, of courtyards, a gate of a medina, and a gate of a city. Rashi is a little bit bothered about the shari medinois. Where do you ever find a gate around a medina? So if you look at the Rashi at the very top, Echad Sha'arei Medinois, Yesh Medina, there are Medinois, Mukefes, Horim V'Ye'orim, that from all sides are enclosed by natural boundaries, such as mountains and forests, Bekama Parsois, for many of the Parsois. So how do you get in and out of this country? Then Yoitzmi Mena Ela Derech Sha'arim, they had in fact a road to get in and out of the city, you had to have to get through the shorim, through the gates. Kigoin Eretz Hagar. What says Eretz Hagar? So in rabbinic literature, Eretz Hagar is always a reference to Hungary. So apparently, Hungary, I don't know too much about the geographical nature of, or the topography of Hungary, but apparently Hungary is a country, at least in the times of Rashi, and obviously the borders may have changed over time, but apparently the topography is such that they have these tall mountains and forests, and the only way that you can get into the Medina would be to go through the public sha'arim, the public gates. So what's the halacha about all of these gates? Says the Braisa, Yesh ben choyvas mitzvah lamokar. There is a mitzvah to go and put up mezuzos on these gates. So it's not just your private gate for your private house. Those people have a nice estate, and in front of their house they have a gate which leads into their home, leads into the courtyard. But even Shari Medina, Shayaroyes, you always need to put up a mezuzah. Mishum Shenema, because it says, mezuzah uvisharecha. Very simple. And based on that, Omli Abayil Rav Safra, if that's the case, Hani Avuli de Mechoiza. What's Avuli de Mechoiza? Says Rashi in the third line. Shari Ir Shishamo Mechoiza. We have Mechoiza from time to time in the Gemara. And the Shari Ir, the gates that led into Mechoiza, did not have a mezuzah, even though Rashi says, Vaho Yeruban Yisrael. It was mainly populated by Jews. So if that's the case, my time is Yimarli of the Rabban Mezuzah. So the mezuzah, the Rabbanan should have said, put up a mezuzah. It's a Jewish city. You have Sha'arim. It says in the Pasuk, mezuzah is Beisech Ovisharecha. What's going on? So Yimarli is going to tell us two reasons. Reason number one is Amalei Hano Chizik Li Akra Dekubi Hu Deavidi. These Sha'arim that you're talking about are not really meant as gateways in and out of the city, but rather they were meant as an arch to give a stronger foundation to a building that is built on top of these Sha'arim. And therefore, the fact that there's this archway with the Shar is almost incidental and not really intended as the entranceway or exit of the city, but really this is intended to strengthen the apartment, the house above. As Rashi says on the fourth line, La'akra dekubi, binyan bonoi aleyan, on top of these sha'orei ho'ir that you're referring to, you had on top of that a binyan, a proper building, v'nikra kuvi, and it was called kuvi, v'ha'sha'orim tachtav asuyan ki kippah, they're not constructed like your normal gates, but rather in a kippah in the form of an archway, u'binyan bonoi agabi kippah, Chozek Yoiser, any building that you build on top of such an archway, it's even stronger than otherwise. So therefore, because these Sha'arim were not intended to be gates as such, It's really just to fill up the space, I guess, of the archway underneath the building. So therefore, they're not intended to be entrances and exits. You don't have to go and put up a mezuzah on this spot. Zok to Yomara, Omalei. Ve'akra dekuvi gufa tiboy mezuzah. The isba dira l'shemer bayis. Sorry, l'shem beisu asurin. Why don't you go and say that there's another reason why you have to go and put up a mezuzah? Not because it's the shari ho'ir, but it's the entranceway to the building which is on top of these sha'arim, and that building on top was not just an office, it was a resident who lived there, the shomer beis asurim, the jail keeper, that shomer, he would go and sleep in a beis dira up above those Avule de Mechuzah. So this is already a second reason why there should be a mezuzah there, because it's a residence, and every time you have a residence, you have to put a mezuzah. D'otanya, we learned in a parallel situation by Beis HaKnesses, a shul on its own l'chayra does not require a mezuzah, but if it has a Beis Dira l'chazan HaKnesses, chazan HaKnesses is not like we use the term chazan today, it means the shamas of the Beis HaKnesses, the person, the superintendent, the person that was in charge. So if there's a Beis Dira for him to sleep in, to live there, then chayav is b'mezuzah. So if azoi, now I have a second reason why the Avule de Mechuzah should have a mezuzah. Not only because of the fact that it's a gateway, and the Gemara said, no, it's not a gateway, it's just really an arch for the building. Okay, but it's also a residence. Why don't you go and put up a mezuzah because of the fact that this is an entranceway to a residence? Everything more Amar Abaye El Amar Abaye Mishum Sakana. I have a brand new reason. The reason is because of Sakana. What is the Sakana that we're referring to? So Rashi tells us that the Melech, who was the king of the entire region, he wasn't just the mayor of the town of Mechoyza, but he owned the entire state or country in which Mechoyza was. He was very, very sensitive to possibilities of Kishif, of sorcery of some sort. And when people would play around on the doorposts of the entranceway to the city, he would say, oh, they're doing some sort of black magic over there. And he would go and put a major knas, a major penalty on people that would be involved in putting up mezuzahs, checking mezuzahs, looking at the mezuzahs, stay away from the mezuzahs. This was a sakana. Now, this is not a sakana like the sakanas in the Foshois. Here it's a sakana's mamain, but it was also, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, a heavy-duty fine. And therefore, Abaye said, that's why the Rabbanan relented and they said, it's okay, we don't want to get into trouble with the Melech. Now, where do you see this concept? The Sanya, we learned in a Braisa. The mezuzas yochid nevdekis pamayim b'shavua. The mezuzah of a yochid, of a private individual, you are boidik twice in 7 years. In other words, once every 3.5 years. What's the reason why you have to go and check it, says Rashi? Because you never know. Shema nirkava, maybe somehow the parchment has spoiled, maybe some of the letters have worn off, or whatever. Or you nigna, in fact, it may have been stolen. You think that there's a mezuzah there, you open up the mezuzah kestel, and you see there's no mezuzah. So, that's the reason why you have to go and check it out at least a couple of times every 7 years. B'shel rabim, and if you're talking about a mezuzah shel rabim, in other words, a public mezuzah like on one of these sha'orim that we were talking about, then pamayim b'yoivul, 2 times in 50 years. Vosep is 2 times in 50 years. So if you look at the Rashi, the reason 2 times in 50 years is because pamayim b'yoivul kol dover shehu shel rabim. Ein latriach olav harbe. Don't go and cause too much of a tircha for an individual. Shem titrach, if you're going to go and say to whoever's in charge, you have this tircha, ye kolecha oimer, yasa chaver, why do I always have to do this? Yanko can do it. Beryl can do it. Shmerel can do it. So if you're doing it only once every 25 years, okay, somebody's willing to take upon himself this very heavy-duty obligation. But once every 3-4 years, I don't need this headache. Let somebody else take care of it. And therefore, what does Yomar say, Legabe, the Tavshul de Beiram, Tavshul of Shutfim, Le Kariri of Le Chamimi, if you have two chefs working together in the kitchen, very often nothing will get cooked because each one relies on the other. Oh, I thought you were going to go. I thought you were going to do it. Anyway, so you do shel rabim. It's always problematic. 2 times in 50 years. Now this l'chayr has nothing to do with what we're talking about so far, but what is important is the Omer of Yehuda. Ma'isa bi artavin echad. There was a story with artavin. Rashi says artavin is either the name of an individual or the name of his profession. Rashi doesn't tell us what that profession is. But whatever it happens to be, Mr. Artevin, or a person whose profession was to be an Artevin, say, was such a master, show you, boidik mezuzois b'shuko elyon shel tzipayri, in the upper marketplace of tzipayri, there were mezuzois that Artevin checked, umetzoi kaster echad means one policeman came by, and he saw that he is taking out the mezuzah, and he's checking it, he's putting it back, he put a knas on him, a penalty of 1,000 zuz. Why did he put a penalty on him? Because he was afraid that he was being engaging in kishuv, and therefore he says, you're starting with kishuv. This will teach you not to go and put these mezuzahs, these parchments with this ancient Hebrew writing, take it away. So we see from this that this can be dangerous, at least financially dangerous. Now, the Omer of Yehuda part is very, very much on point. That Abayi says, Mishum Sakana, from Rebu the Masa be Artevin Echad, that's the Sakana of the heavy punitive fight. But what does it have to do with the beginning of the Braisa? Mezuzas Yochan of Dechis Pamayim, Bishavua Bishuram Pamayim Beyoiva. So the Chayre has nothing to do with it, we're just bringing the Braisa, and the important thing is the safe of the Braisa, we're just bringing the Braisa in its entirety. However, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, no. That in fact, the reason for the 2 times in 50 years is all to Mishim Sakana. And that's why we brought the Omer of Yehuda. What is the Sakana? That when you're talking about Berabim, you always have to worry about the local or international political figures that are in charge of this region. They're going to hear, of some Asmet Mezuzah. No. If you only do it once in 25 years, hopefully nobody will notice. It'll be a footnote on the bottom of the last page. Nobody will get involved. It happens every 3-4 years. The media gets involved.
It's frequent.
It's frequent. So that's the Tosfos Yeshanim here on the side. Question is, which Tosfos Yeshanim is it? Okay, in my Gemara, it's the last of the narrow lines, but there are different prints in different Gemaras. It says, V'shorabim nevdekis b'mayim v'yoy v'pirish v'kuntris she'en lahatriach. Right, that's what the Rashi said before. That's why we do 2 times in 50 years. Otherwise, everybody will point to the other one. You do it. What is the shaykhus? It's not only why did the Gemara bring the first part of the Braisa. What's the Omer of Yehuda? It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is kind of a continuation, elaboration of the Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda is totally nothing to do with the Rashi. It's a totally new thought. The time of Mishum Sakana. The reason why in the Rabbin you only do it 2 times in 50 years is because of that Sakana. Shim Yibdekua told you. If every 3-4 years you're going to go and be Boidik, Yovei Sarsor Lidei HaSakana. Sarsor, I assume, means here like the Soifer or whoever is taking care of the Mezuzah. He's going to Lidei Sakana. Ki Ahi Maasa, Ki Ahu Maasa the Artevin, the Hocha, the Govim Imenu, Elav Zuz. Here we're talking about the bedika, and our Gemara is talking about the putting of the mezuzah on the doorpost, on the shar. For the exact same reason.
When they put it back, they'll see them affixing it. They'll say, "Oh, it's kshafim they're doing."
Exactly. You're putting it up. You're taking it down. Anything having to do with putting this strange-looking Hebrew religious item on the wall there, they're going to say, something here is very suspicious. But anyway, it's important to go and do these bedikas from time to time because you never know. I had my own experience in the country, in our bungalow colony. The mezuzahs, which were inside the bungalow, were fine. However, the mezuzah, which was outside in the front door of the bungalow colony, facing the outside, the elements got to it, and there was one or two letters that got either faded or they got... It started to dissolve, and so therefore, in fact, it had to either be fixed or replaced. I don't remember, but you have to be careful that near Kavah Oisius. Or in the case of Nigneva, we once had a goita that was staying with us, a Polish goita. She was a Greek anti-Semit, apparently, because after one time we were taking down all the mezuzahs to go and give them to the Seifer, and we found that shachtel, the outside mezuzah cover, was empty. She had taken it out because she didn't want this kishif or whatever outside her bedroom where she slept in that room. So, you never know. And we continue more yet weiter. Zokti more weiter. Omer Rabbi Loza, shluch mitzvah in nezoikin. How is it possible that this artivin received this heavy duty 1,000 zuz knas after the shluch mitzvah? He's doing a fine yid, a soifer. Shluch mitzvah in nezoikin. Every marecha the kviya hezek shani. Where there's a good likelihood of hezek, that's a different story. Why is there a good likelihood of hezek? Says Rashi, alilois hamoishel. That the king, or for that matter, who's ever in the position of authority, he's always ready to go and challenge people and say, oh, you did this and you do that. As we know, as the politicians become more and more powerful, they feel that they're in charge of everything and they can put people in jail and they can do this and that. So whoever is in power has a lot of power and they like to use it, and that's why it's kvi hezeker.
In Parashas, the usual word used shcher hezeker.
Yeah.
Why a kvi?
Question. I don't know. Good kifreit. Teched kvi hezeker shani. The chesiv says the pasuk yemi Shmuel. A Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Shmuel Hanavi, I want you to go and anoint David HaMelech to be Melech. Shmuel said, Eich Eilech, how can I possibly go? V'shem Shaul. Shaul, of course, was the king at that time. Baragon, he's going to go and kill me. He's going to say, you're murdered by Malchus. I'm the king and you're anointing somebody else for a king. V'yamashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Eglas Boka, Tikach, V'yadach, go and take an Eglas Boka. V'yamar, Tazboich Lashem, Bossi, that you're going to go and bring a carbon. That would be the pretext of why you're going to visit Yishai and Yishai's children and then go to anoint David. And that's what. So why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, Shmuel, didn't you learn this Gemara? Shluchim mitzvah ein nisaykin. It's the chasim and hecha de kvi hazek shani, where there's a good likelihood of hazek, because you're talking about a king, and that's the case over here by the king. The king is going to say, you put kishif, and here the king is saying, you are going against my malchus. That's why you have to be concerned about potential hazek. Okay, now we get to what you would call ancillary type of buildings, which are not a real base tira, but they're used by all people as ancillary storage places. So those storage places also need mezuzahs or not. And that's going to occupy us now for a lot of the remaining part of the daf. Estani Rav Kahana Kamid Rav Yehuda. We can have now an ongoing machloket between Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda for the rest of the Omid into the Omid base, to try to keep in mind Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda. So Rav Kahana said before Rav Yehuda, state in the Braisa, Beis HaTeven, Ubeis HaBokar, Ubeis HaEitzim, Ubeis HaOitzrois, Peturim, and a mezuzah. A Beis HaTeven, of course, is a storage place for Teven. Teven is straw. Beis HaBokar is where you have the oxen. Beis HaEitzim is where you have your storage for wood. Beis HaOitzrois, Oitzrois, as we'll see later in the Gemara, is Oitzrois Yain and Oitzrois Shemen. Those like wine cellars or places where you hold your oil. Places of that nature, they're Potim and a mezuzah. Why? Says the Brayso, Neisha Hanoshim Neoisois Behen. Because the women are Neoisois. Question is, my Neoisois. What's the definition of the word Neoisois? Says Rav Kahana, it means Roich Tzois. This doesn't say in the Brayso. This is Rav Kahana adding to the Brayso. You know what Noshim Neoisois means? Because the women are Roich Tzois. They use those areas to go and take a wash, to bathe, etc. You're wondering why they would go and bathe in those areas, because as you know, the houses were not subdivided like our houses and apartments are today. We have multiple rooms, and you had bathrooms, and you had showers, and all that. Everything was basically one large room where you did everything, and of course when people wanted to bathe, they need a little bit of privacy. So what did they do? They would go to those private places, storage places, where normally people are not reinzach on a regular basis, and they would go and wash themselves over there. So what difference does that make? So they wash themselves there. So says Rashi, it's not a mokum kovoid. We'll see Mechem in the Omid Beis, those rooms which are used for things which are not considered to be a kovod or an honor, then you don't put on mezuzahs, such as, for instance, a bathroom and a shower place and stuff like that. It's not a kovod shemayim to have a mezuzah over there. So since the women in these places are roich tzois, and therefore, by definition, they are undressed, so it's not a kovod, you don't put a mezuzah. Okay, that's Rav Kahana's pshat. So therefore, Omle Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda now is medayik from the words of Rav Kahana, time of the roich tzois. It's only because these storage houses have now been transformed into places where it's not a kavod to put up a mezuzah. What happens if, in fact, nobody goes and takes showers and doesn't wash themselves in these areas? Then you would say it's chayiv, even though nobody sleeps and nobody lives in those places, but it's considered to be like ancillary to the beis dira, and therefore I don't keep all of my straw and all of my wood inside my apartment, but I have this machzan, I have some sort of structure, a shed or something next to my house, and therefore that's also considered to be a psashtikl beis dira. So normally it would be chayiv if it wasn't for that reason of the yosis. That's how Rav Yehuda is interpreting the words of Rav Kahana, that stam, these storage places, are chayv. For tomorrow, what time? But have another brisa. Refes bakar petura min hamezuzah. A refes bakar, that's the stable where you have the bakar, the oxen. That's part of a mezuzah. Aha. So it says refes bakar petura min hamezuzah. So you're going to go and tell me, well, even though the brisa doesn't say it, but maybe the brisa is talking about a place where it's in the oisais, that the women use that refes bakar. After all, we just said beis atemen beis habakar. Refes bakar lechari the same thing.
Beis and refes are the same.
That's the basis, the premise of my question.
Okay.
The premise of the question is, if we said about the beis habakar, the reason why it's part of nation nashim naoises behem lechari, what could Rav Kahana answered? The same teretz. But tiny refes bakar p'turim, so you know why we didn't need to repeat it again. We just said it three lines ago. Nashim nashim naoises behem, and that's the reason why. So Tosis said that we could not give that teret, and the reason is because a refes bakar is not the same as a beis habakar. Beis habakar apparently is where the bakar come in from time to time, but refes bakar is where they stay bekvius, and therefore it is always meluchluch bezevel habakar. If you ever go into a stable where you have the bakar staying over day, overnight, oh, it's a stink, you can't even walk in because of the terrible stench. Allah has come for kama, the women should go and take a shower there, take a bath, they're finished. So therefore you couldn't give, that's the first full choice of a sign, refes bakar. So therefore there is a difference between a refes bakar and a besa bakar. Okay, so that being the case, so I have a shtar kakasha now on Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said that stam, all of these places are chay. It's only because of the neosois. And here it says refes bakar is bakar. The chayrit should be chay b'mezuzon. So Timartha, therefore, says Rav Yehuda, I interpret the braisa differently. It doesn't mean roichtois, it means miskashtois. Rashi says miskashtois means to go and put on perfume, presumably means to put on makeup and cosmetics, and that's the reason why. And that's a reason why it should be potter. V'achiktani, says Rav Yehuda, no. Aval pi shanosh miskash, aval pi shanosh miskash ben beturim. The fact that women use those private storage places as a place to go and put on their makeup, that would be a good reason to go and say that you're chayiv b'mezuzah. Why? Because they're using those areas like a beis dira, like a woman would use at home that she shmirs. So that's part of her necessary levush every single day. So I would think that that's part of the beis dira. That would be a reason to be mechayiv. And so therefore, when the braisa says that the reason why they're part of the nation, noshin oisiz behen, it really means afopi, even though the women use it for shmearing, for cosmetics, nevertheless, it's pot. So now you would say, sounds like we're doing a little bit of surgery on the brisa, because the brisa said, petum and a mezuzah, nipnei shanoshim ni oisis behen. The way Rav Yehuda is learning, it should say, petum and a brisa, afopi shanoshim ni oisis behen. Do we have to be magia the brisa? Says, in the next oisis, no. You don't have to change the brisa. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, Afal pisha noshim miskashus ben. If you look at the second choices, Afal pisha noshim miskashus ben. Eino magi ha brisa. Rabbi Yehuda is not touching the text of the brisa. Tochi kama. The neisha noshim the oisus umiskashus rak behen the einan dorin ba dira gemura. When it says in the brisa, you know the reason why that in the base of Tevin, base of Bakar, it's part of a mezuzah, nay, because the noshim only are in the oisis behem. The only thing that they use it for 5 minutes a day is doing the shmearing, putting on the cosmetics. But they don't use it for any other purpose. Had they used it for other purposes too, then that would be a different story. Maybe it would be more of a Beis Dira. But since they only use it occasionally to go and shmir themselves, that's not enough to constitute these storage places as Batei Dira, and that's the reason why they're potter. Oh, so therefore the Lashon HaBraisa, you don't have to tamper and say, instead of mitneh, Alpha Pisha Noshim, but rather the reason why it's potter is because the women only use it for purposes of miskashos. They don't use it for any other purpose, so it doesn't get the shame Beis Dira Gemura says twice.
Many places in Shas, prices change.
Yeah.
It says Halakhani. Halakhani says Gemara.
When everything Gemara says Chesurim Mechzer of Achiktani, when the Gemara goes and changes the Braisa and takes out a word, puts in a word, the Gemara does it a little bit with reluctance and hesitation. You cannot see the faces of the Amoraim as they're saying it, but you can conjure up in your mind that they're not happy to go and give a Doich Pshat if they can avoid it. Therefore Tosis says, here you don't have to come on to any surgery. Here you can do a Posh Pshat. The Mepnei is Taka telling you the reason why it's Potter is because that's the only thing they do, that they're Miskashis and nothing more. If they would do other things, then it would take
care of it. And it's also said because the odor and all these other things make it not coveted.
That's
for the showering. That's the Oysters Rochitz.
For washing.
Here we're talking about Miskashis. Miskashis, perfume, if anything, everybody would want to go, perfume, schmeck it, or all that. Doesn't take away from
it. No, but we're talking about Refus Bakr, Pachorim, and Mezuzah.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, forget about that. Yeah. That's done. That's right. Baked in. Now, says Rabbi Huda, let's go back to the previous Braisa. But the previous Braisa began, Besa Tevin, Besa Bakr, Besa Eitzim, Besa Oitres, Pachorim, and Mezuzah, Nesha, Noshim, Nu Oitzis, Pen. So it sounds like Rav Khan is right, that normally all of these places would be chayiv in mezuzah, standard chayiv. The only one they're part of the nation, not in the oisus ben. So said Rabbi Huda, you're telling me these places are automatically chayiv, stam? The other Braisa says, no, the Refus Bakr stam is part of the mezuzah. And therefore says Rabbi Huda, I'm going to go and explain the first Braisa differently. Not like Rav Kahana explained it, that the reason why it's potter is only because the women use it as a mokum, which is not bekovedik, because they are taking a shower, they are washing themselves, and that's the reason why it's potter. No, nothing to do with that.
I understand that. But it's saying, why would you be talking Refus Bakr? Refus Potter Mezuzah for a different reason.
Absolutely. Because it's stinked.
Right.
100%. But we're not modifying that. But Rabbi Yehuda is only explaining the earlier Braisa. The earlier Braisa says that the Besa Bakr, Besa Eitzim, Besa Oitres, Potter, Nesha Noshim, the Oisis Behen. This Braisa sounds like Rav Kahan is right. That the only reason why it's Potter is because the women shower there. Right. But if the women wouldn't shower there, it'd be Chai in Mezuzah.
Right.
But this Braisa says, Rav Kahan, Potter in Mezuzah, don't we have a Stira, make up your mind, Stam. In some places which are just for storage, are they chayiv or are they potur? So this what Rav Yehuda says, your pshat Rav Kahana l'chayra flies against a b'feirush b'raisa. Rather, says Rav Yehuda, I will explain the first b'raisa so that the two b'raisas are consistent. You know the reason why the first b'raisa says that you're potur is not because the women are taking a shower there. No, women are not taking showers there. Rather, the women are there to go and put on their cosmetics. So, Kedai Techem, as a result of that, that should upgrade these storage places, that they should be considered a full-fledged Beis Dira, and it should be Chayim and Mezuzah. Kamashul, no, because the women only use it for cosmetics, they don't use it for anything else, is Potter. So therefore, a Stam storage place is Potter, Refus Bakr is Potter, and a Besa Bakr, and a Besa Tevin, and a Besa Eitz, and these are all Potter, Potter, Potter. And even if you show me that there are women that use it occasionally for smearing with cosmetics, that's not enough to constitute it a Beis Dira. Only Rav Kahana, so now Rav Kahana, who had been challenged by Rav Yehuda, now responds to Rav Yehuda. Vishanoshim miskashis behen peturim. You're telling me that when women go and put on their cosmetics, that's potur. Votanya have a befeyush b'raisa. Refus Bakr peturim in a mezuzah. If you have a Refus Bakr, potur. Vishanoshim miskashis ba. If women would come into that Refus Bakr to just to go and shmear themselves, chayev is b'mezuzah, it would be chayev. Oh, is directly against what Rav Yehuda said. Rav Yehuda said a moment ago that Noshim Miskashis Ba is not enough of a reason to be Mechayi B'mezuzah because it's only a small usage of this storage space. And therefore, said Rav Yehuda, you're Potter. And here the Braisa says, Befeirush, that you're Chayiv. So therefore, Rav Kahana says, not Rav Yehuda, Elamai Islach L'meimer. What are you forced to say? based on your own reading of the first braisa and what it says with Fedish in this new braisa, you have to say miskashtres tanoi. This halacha miskashtres, that when women go and put on their cosmetics in one of these storage areas, the first braisa you learned, even though they smeared mechalz potim in a mezuzah. Why? Because that's not enough of the usage of a beis dira potim. But this braisa is beferish tshurchai. So you're forced to say it's a machlokes tanoi. No, l'dinami stoma tanoi. The way I learn, not that the case of miskashtois is a machlokes tanoi, the case of stoma, stam, when you have these beis atev and beis abakar, are they chayiv or potim? So therefore, the first braisa said a beis atev and beis abakar, beis eitzim, they would normally be chayiv b'mezuzah. The only reason why they're potim b'mezuzah, mepnei noshim na'os ven, it's not a mokum kavoid, because of the washing, but otherwise they would be chayiv. And the other braisa that you quoted, Rav is bokap to him and a mezuzah, this is potim, it's a machlokes. So therefore, you have a machlokes of braisa, and I have a machlokes of braisa. And in fact, Imoris says, tanoihi, I have taka another braisa, which is directly on point, where we have the chayra, this, we crystallize the machlokes, both according to Rav Kahana, and according to Rav Yehuda. The sign, which stayed in the braisa, stayed in pasuk, that you have to go and put it on mezuzah's beisecha uvisherecha. Says the Gemara, what means beisecha? Beisecha, beischa hamiyuchad lecha. Your bais, which is miyuchad for you, used solely and exclusively for a beis dira, for a residence. And therefore, prat, we're going to exclude a beis ha-tevin, a beis ha-bokar, a beis ha-eitzim, a beis ha-oitzreis. Those are not miyuchad for living. These are not living quarters. These are not residences. Potim and abzuz. Fine. V'yesh mechayim. And there's some that are mechayim. They say, no. You have to go and put a mezuzah after all. So therefore, you see already the seeds of Rav Kahana's pshat in this braisa, where the Tanakama, neither the Tanakama nor the yesh of this braisa are talking anything about women. They just simply say, what's the case of a classic beis ha-tevin, beis ha-bokar, a storage area, says the Tanakama, your potter. The yesh says, your chayiv. Okay, so that's what Rav Kahana was talking about. Rav Kahana says, stam, a mokum, the beis ha-tevin, beis ha-bokar, all of these storage places, stam, they're chayiv, like the yesh. And the Tanakama says, no, they're potter. But we're going to get back to Rav Kahana in a moment, and we're going to see how Rav Yehuda shows the machloikis according to his view, that the machloikis is lagabi miskashtois. We'll see shortly. Be'emes amru, and the braisa continues on. Whenever you see the words be'emes amru, either it means halacha b'moish b'sinai, or it means that the chachamim were kiveya, this is the halacha, this is the emes. What is the halacha? The beis ha-kisi, beis ha-borsiki, beis ha-mercha to beis ha-tvila, v'sha-noshim na'oisis behen, peturim min ha-mezuzah. And we said already before that the reason why these places are potim and mezuzah, because it's not a mokum kavoit. I think Mar is going to say this in Mir Tashem on the Amud Beis explicitly. So beis ha-kisi, we know it's a bathroom, beis ha-borsiki is a tannery. We know the tannery is a terrible fumes, terrible stench. Beis ha-mercha, it's also, it's very, a foul odor comes out of the beis ha-mercha, and all the fumes and the steam and all the rest. And a beis ha-tvila was considered to be, there's not a problem of the stench and foul, but rather just the fact that people are not dressed in a beis ha-tvila, that's the reason why it's not a mokum kavoid. Potim and mezuzah. V'sha'noshim na'oisis ben, when the women are na'oisis. And we're going to get back to again what the definition of na'oisis is in a moment. So now that's the conclusion of the braisa, and we said that the braisa has a machloikis tanoim in the reisha, Rav Kahana mitar satami, Rav Yehuda mitar satami. So we already explained Rav Kahana, we'll go again. Rav Kahana mitar satami says the pasuk beisecha, beischa miyuchad lecha, prat lebeisa tevin, lebeisa bokar, lebeisa eitzel, lebeisa oitzrit, sheptum in a mezuzah, bistam, stam, storage areas by definition are potur. Yesh shemachayvim b'stam, but there are others that disagree, and they hold that if you have a stam beis ha-tevin beis ha-bokar, you're chayiv b'mezuzah. Says Rav Kahana, and I hold like the yesh shemachayvim, and that's the way I understood the initial braisa that we started off with. That the reason why the beis ha-tevin beis ha-bokar is potter is only because the women use it for a place for showering. But if they wouldn't use it, avad would be chayiv. You're machayiv in all of these types of ancillary usages for storage. Okay, so that's Rav Kahana's pshat. And now we finish off the braisa. Again, according to Rav Kahana, be'emes amru, beis ha-kisi, beis ha-borsiki, beis ha-mercha, beis ha-tvila, av shishanoshim, ois behen, all of them are Remember, how did Rav Kahana explain the word noisois previously? It means roichzois. So, Frank Timora, let me ask you a question.
Right.
We just said beis amerchas, yes. And now we're repeating it shenosh in the oisin then, which means roichzois. So, Frank Timora, why does it have to repeat it twice? Zorach Timora, ashmin amerchas, adam, ashmin amerchas, siyochim. I have to go and say both beis amerchas, v'shanosh in the oisin then. This all kadai tachem in amerchas, terabim, to nofish zoyame, when you're going to a beis amerchas, which is being used by multiple people, so then there could be a lot of steam and a lot of schmutz and a lot of stench. And it's you know, you. Al merchas yoch, one private individual, enough is soyame, aim lechayim mazuz, maybe shim mechoyev. Kamashalan, that's why you have to repeat it a second time. Are you going to go and say something? Maybe only say the second case. Shem nosh and nois is ben. Because if you say nosh and nois is ben, I might also think if we leave out the base of merchas and we just say shem nosh and nois is ben, I might think that this is in fact an unofficial base of merchas for women. That women used to come together in these isolated places, like in these storage places, where you don't typically have anybody drainzach on a normal, regular basis. So maybe that notion of noise ben means a merchat steram. That's why we have to specify base merchat, which by definition is a merchat steram. Base notion of noise ben, which by default is a merchat steyachin. In all cases, it's not a makom kavod. Don't put up a mezuzah. So that's Rav Kahana's pshat. And the Brisa works perfectly. Rav Yehuda matars the Tami. Rav Yehuda now explains the Brisa according to his view. Remember, Rav Yehuda holds that Stam, one of these Mekoymais, is Potter min a mezuzah. The only reason to be Mechayiv is if women are Miskashtois Behen, and therefore they're using it as a Shtikl residence, a Shtikl Beis Tira. That's a Svara to be Mechayiv. Rav Yehuda matars the Tami. Hochitoy. Beisecha uvisherecha. Beisecha means beischa miyuchad cha prata beisetem beisabok beisaitzim beisaitzis shepturim min ha mezuzah. Afilu miskashtos, even though the miskashit, since it's only a trivial part of a person's daily life, therefore it's not considered to be an essential part of the beis tira, it's patur. And that's how, of course, Rav Yehuda learned the pshat in the Braisa originally at the very outset. But some are mechayim miskashtos. They feel that for a woman, this is a gansa masa, and this is really, this is showing residence. And, yeah, 100% miskashtos is mechayim mezuzah after all. Avostam. However, if there's no enough kishut whatsoever, if these base of tenant, base of bakar, nobody ever goes in except if they want to add or take away some of the straw, some of the bakar, etc., just for storage, pure storage, some to be a koilis potter, which is, of course, what Rav Yehuda says before. Be'emesomru, now how does he learn the end of the brisa? Be'emesomru, be'ese kisa, be'ese borsiki, be'ese merchus, be'ese tefila. What's the reason why? Because he feels that in all of these places there's nofish zoyame, like we just said. So now, originally the way we learned the end of the brayse was that shanosh and noisis ben was roich tzois. That's how Rav Kahana learns. But again, according to Rav Yehuda, when it says noisois, it means miskashtois. So he's saying, even though the women use these makoimis, the basikisa, basabursiki, etc., for their cosmetics, so solkadai techamina, it's not just a place for basikisa, for relieving yourselves. They use it for a residence as well, for the residential purpose of putting on their cosmetics. Maybe that would upgrade it and be mechuyev bimizuzah. What's the reason why? Even though they taka use it for putting on their cosmetics, but nevertheless, the overriding purpose of these places is what produces this zoyame, this stench, this foul odor. It's not a derech kavod. So even though the women will go in there for cosmetics, but the mice is potum nemzuzah. Fine.
What's the kaveya? Is it dira, or is it if it's zoyame or something like that? It's not. For example, we don't put on our bathrooms. We don't put them.
That's basic kissing. Right? That's
understand. But there are bedrooms that we get dressed in, and we do keep it on. What is the kaveya?
What's kaveya is it's got to be a beis dira, which is a mokum covered, and not a place where there's lacking covered. What's a beis dira where a person resides? And that's the question, whether all of these storage areas, is that also considered to be ancillary to your residence? And as far as the makam, shenofi zoyame, we'll see mentioned in the Amud Beis, if there's a lot of schmutz or other things such that the person is relieving himself, person takes showers, it's not considered to be a mokon kavod, so even though it's a beis dira, which normally would be mechayim and mezuzah, but since it's lacking in kavod, it's not a kavod shemaim to put Hashem's name right. and the parshas of the Torah in a place which is not a mechubad place. Okay? Frank Dimar, Rabbi Yehuda, how did we conclude according to Rabbi Yehuda, that stoma divri ha-koyl potter, the machloikis in this braisa was only the gabi the case of miskashtois. Does that miskashtois, does that upgrade it and say, oh, it's essentially a residence? But everybody, kulyan moida, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there is no kishut, there's only stoma, to be called a spot. Frank Dimar, what time you have a another braisa. Shaitan Pasik, Besechel Visharecha, Echachari Batim, Viechachari Chatzedis, Viechachari Medinas, Viechachari Ayorois, like we had at the top of the Ovid. But now the Gemara continues on, not only those standard traditional Sharim, but also if you have a Refes, Refes Bakar is a stable, the Lulin, and you have a chicken coop, Matbein, Matbein is a place, a Besa Tevin, where you have a lot of straw, Voitzer Siyan, Voitzer Shem, those are the Oitzers that we spoke about before, Chayovin Bimezuzah. All of these places of Chayiv B'mezuzah, even the Refes Boker and the Lul and the Matbein Oitzus Yayin, which of course that's directly against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said that Stoma Divri HaKoil is pot. But continue on the price. Yochashni Marba, I would think we should also add to the list of the Chayiv B'mezuzah. Ah, Beis Shar Achsadra Umar Pesis. A Beis Shar, explains Rashi, is a small little booth that people enter into when they're going into somebody's chatzer. Then, if this is a person of means, you normally have there some sort of doorman, a security guard. Otherwise, it's just a klein shigashtibel, a bais cotton before you go into somebody else's chatzer. Maybe they used it, for instance, to put down their rubbers or to go and put down pekelech or whatever, a bais cotton. Rashi says the hakel oisen oisa kapandria. This is just a walk through to get to the person's house. Or an achsadra, we've had a achsadra many times back in the Masechtas Shabbos and Erevin. Rashi says pruzra shalofnei batim. This is an open porch before you go into somebody's house. Or a marpesis. Marpesis in Eretz Yisrael today is like a terrace. It's like on a porch sticking out on the second floor, third floor, etc. Here, Rashi says, Marpesis is used in the terms of a landing, that you wanted to get to the second floor. There was no elevator at the time, so you had these outdoor staircases attached to the wall from the outside. You'd climb up the staircase, and now you got to the second floor of the building, but you didn't enter in somebody's apartment from the staircase. You came onto a landing, and from the landing you're probably in multiple apartments. They're all connected on that second floor. Anyway, these are not considered to be Beis Dira. These are only considered to be ancillary ways of getting into the Beis Dira. So I would think that you should be Chai B'mezuzah. Tamaloyimah, it says in the Pasuk, Beisecha uvisherecha, Bayis, Mabayis, Miyuchal Dira, Yotzei V'shem Miyuchal Dira. These are not considered to be Dira. These are just walkthroughs, pass-throughs, just like if you would have a staircase, you don't need to go and put a mezuzah on the staircase because nobody lives there. It's just to get to your house. At least according to the Braisa. We're not talking Aloch L'maisa. According to this Braisa, you would be Pasuk. Yochosh Nimar Ba'af Beisekise, Beisepursiki, Beisemerchot, Beisetvila. It's also part of your dira. Tamalim Mabayis, Mabayis also the kavod. Afkala also the kavod. Anything which is a mokum mechubad, that would be a place that you'd put a mezuzah, but not on all of these other places, basically, basic, which generally have a certain degree of a foul odor, a stench, or what have you. People are not standing there but sneers. Anyway, since it's not a dera kavod, don't put a mezuzah up. Yotza Elish Enesu in the kavod. Maybe I should include afharabayis v'alashoches v'azoris that there's also mechuyib and mezuzah. Tamaloyim, it says the pasuk beisecha bayis ma bayis shehu choil. A bayis is used for all ordinary regular purposes. Of course, shehu choil yotz elish in kodesh. Since you're talking about the beis hamikdash and l'shoches, those are potim and mezuzah. And as we know, even the gabi shuls, we're going to have a discussion about that shortly in the Gemara. But at least the main view is that a shul does not need a mezuzah unless it's like a shtibel where people eat their tikkun, people rest there, people sleep there, or whatever. It has a mokum, a beis dira for the shamis. But otherwise, a shul would be part of a mokum kaich. Anyway, what's the kasha? The kasha is like we said at the outset. The Yehuda said, stam, a storage area is part of a mezuzah. And here we have the refes bakan, the lulin, and the matbein, and the tzusyayim, and these are all. Matbein is the Beis HaTevin. Oitzis Yain is the base of Oitzis that we had before. These are all places of storage. And it says, Chayyovin b'mezuzah. So you see that even Stam, it's Chayyiv. Timor Tiof is Takeshver on Rebuta. Freitach Toises, why don't we go and answer again that this is talking about Miskash Tois? And that's the reason why it's Chayyiv b'mezuzah. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we had two Mandi Omrim in the previous Braisa, where one Mandi Omrim said that even though this is primarily and principally a storage area, but if it's Miskash Tois, Yeshim Achayovim, some say it's Ruchuyim because it already has a Shtikal Din of Adira, women are shmearing over there, so it's your Adira, it's not just a place of storage. Why didn't we give that Teretz? It says Tois is like we said before, because it says Refes. Refes, you cannot give that teretz that women are miskashes because it stinks. They wouldn't go in there to put in their perfume. That's the anti-perfume. Moreover, Tosfos says, since this braisa is very expansive, it talks about the Shari Batim, Shari Chatzeri, Shari Medina, Shari Yoris. Are you going to tell me over there too it's talking about Miskashtois? So you're going to have to say, no, now that's talking about it for different reasons. So you're going to have to pick and choose and say, the Sha'arim Yechai because it's a Shar. And the Ref is a Lulim and Matbeg is talking because of the Miskashtois. So that's already kind of difficult to slip in. And therefore the bottom Toysa says, that's why this remains a knockout Kasha, a Tiyufta on Rabbi. So therefore, Stam, all of these places, there in fact is a machloikis. Some say a storage place, you do have to have a mezuzah, and some say a storage place, you don't have to have a mezuzah.
The Mishkat Parhedrin was Kodesh.
The Mishkat Parhedrin, yeah.
So here it says that Kodesh.
It should be Potter.
Yeah.
Machloikis.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Rabbanan just said it because it was, I should say,
he's in jail.
Right. So you're asking a kasha. Good, good. So there's a
Zashin Shane Kodesh.
Sorry, what were you saying? Keep on going.
Here's the Ilshin Kodesh, and if it's Kodesh.
The question is was it the Kodesh or was it not Kodesh? There's a Rashi earlier on that addresses your issue about the Kodesh or not. If we can find that Rashi about the Lishka of the Lishka of the Lishka Hedrin. Akhtin. Basically,
some of the shkos, when the doors were open to the Kodesh, they were considered Kodesh.
Yeah.
When the doors were closed to the Kodesh, because they straddled the wall, mm-hmm. Like the, I think, the Beis HaMokad. And so if the doors are open to the Kodesh, it's there's some Kodesh.
Yeah, here, see, this is...
Okay, see, if I could, but, so do me a favor, please turn to Davov Amid Aleph. Vov Amid Aleph. 6A, in fancy art scroll terminology. Maybe it's 6A2.
Yeah.
You see, Rashi, it's a little bit past halfway down the Omid. Rashi begins, Mibesoy Loma Piresh. Do you have that, Rashi? Mibesoy Loma Piresh, beginning of the line. Mibesoy Loma Piresh, Vav Omid Aleph, 6A. Mibesoy Loma Piresh.
Have that? The wide lines? Or
no, the
narrow lines.
Mibesoy Loma Piresh.
Next,
okay.
The
kasha of the Gemara was, I understand he has to go to Lishkas Parhedrin, but why does he have to leave his wife for a week? So Rashi says, when it says, Mi Beisai, Mi Ishtoi, Loma Pirish. Tavi Ishtoi Imai, let the wife come together with him in the Lishkas Parhedrin Shom. Sharei Al Korchach, Lishkas Parhedrin, Loi Hoysa Kedosha, it did not have a din of Kedusha. Shein Yeshiva Bazora, Elamalchi Beis David, Koshken Yeshiva. If this would have Kedusha, like an Azara, not only couldn't you sit there, Al Achis Kamavi Kamavi, you wouldn't be able to go and sleep there. Is the Harai that it didn't have any Kedusha. So that answers your question.
Yeah, that's my question. But it's interesting because according to the picture here, it's inside.
So maybe you have to adjust the picture.
Is it number 24?
Yeah.
24.
It's a location. 24? It's not showing 24? The exact border. Those aren't blueprints. Shy. Those aren't blueprints. That's showing the location relative to the other places.
Also, you'll recall we had back in Sechtes Erevin that any one of these chambers that straddled the Beis HaMikdash and the chel outside the Beis Hamikdash, it depended where the doorway was.
Right,
the doorway was from the outside, toichai chol. If the doorway was from the azara, the toichai is kodesh. So apparently, Lishkas Behedrin had its doorway to the outside, even if the Dalet Amos Lishkas Behedrin was within the azara. But nevertheless, yes, sir, Reb Simcha.
Based on the mission which learned out based on the Maskam Gemara.
Yeah.
There's definitely a ton of all of that theory that you should bring this on the storehouses, right?
Storehouses, yes, in Machlokes.
Mm-hmm. So the whole idea of Dira goes out the window.
No, the reason why storage houses would be mechuyev because it's ancillary to your needs as a resident. You don't have room in your apartment for putting in your bicycle your tevin, etc.
But isn't the storehouse also the wheat and grain too?
Absolutely. And the reason why you need the wheat and grain.
More than it's really.
It's like a pantry in your kitchen.
Oh, okay.
A pantry in your kitchen. It's small. You can go in there.
No, but you put a business on it.
Here about
any store. When you advise your clients on their offices.
Yeah, it's bigger than a closet, right? Pantry is bigger than a closet usually. I mean, you walk in there. It's high. Usually people put a business in there, right?
Then nowadays people do. Yeah. If it's it has to be more than 4x4. If it's a real tiny, you don't have to. If it's 4x4, then you do.
No, but so
yes, sir.
Yes. So, a storehouse is not just could be a garage or could be a granary of I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay. If it's commercial storage,
right?
Mm-hmm. So, and you hold this one tunnel, so you're supposed to put on the mezuzah, right?
Right.
It's clearly not. It's not only not part of your house, but it's significantly more of it wheat than you eat in 2 years.
The people would buy wheat on an annual basis. In those years, you buy wheat for the whole year.
So the whole idea of deer not deer has no issue here.
The answer is that you don't want to keep all of that in your home because you don't have enough room in your home for it, for all of it. That's why you have separate storage places. Even today in Eretz Yisrael, they have something called a machsan, and many of us have down in our basements, we have a storage bin or something like that. So those storage bins are very necessary for daily life. It's just that you don't have enough room in your apartment or in your house to store.
I misunderstand what storage.
No, you're doing beautifully. The point is, those that say that Potter are saying exactly what you're saying, they would say even more vocally than you, or even more vehemently. It's because you happen to be so idle, so we can hardly hear you. But they would go and scream out from the rafters, "What are you talking about? This is not a base deer. Why are you doing? Why you shouldn't put a mezuzah?" And the others say to my friend, please, don't scream. Don't you understand that this is so necessary for me? I cannot live without this wheat. I cannot live without this wood. Every day I bring in the wood to go and put into my fireplace to warm up the stove and to warm up the house. And if I didn't have this wheat, there's no bakery from here until Canarsie. I wouldn't be able to live. I need this for my daily life. It's certainly part of my residence. And when I signed my lease, of course I meant also these sheds and these storage spaces. These are also included. So you can hopefully hear both sides of the argument. And if not, then obviously you are hold with the Tanakh that hold that it's not a base deer and that you're part of
an office where you eat and you spend a lot of time.
Maybe you would have to have one there too. Speak to your competent author.
This is Bahedin, right?
This is Bahedin, yes.
Even if you hold, you have to put in this, it's only when the time goes there, not the entire year.
That you bring up a very, very good point. According to one man, the Yom and the Gemara we had, it's a Gezeira, the other days of the year, up to those 7 days.
Okay.
In other words, because you might forget. And then Barry said, well, Kahana's reasoning, we spoke only about the Avoida. So there's a man, the Yom that holds the whole year, but up to because of the 7 days.
Not because of
the rest of the year that would be part.
That was Gzeira, because they don't want to
talk. That's Rabbi Yehuda, right. Rabbi Yehuda says, Gzeira, that people shouldn't be mezalzel and go and look at the Kohen Gadol's in jail. Okay. Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Kami the Rav. Shisha She'orim Petur Men Mezuzah. We have 6 She'orim which are potter. And Rabbi Yisai, start counting silently to yourselves. You have Beis HaTeven, we had that. That's where you have the storage for the straw, Beis HaBaka for the oxen, Beis HaEitzim for the wood, Beis HaOitzreis, that's where you had the Oitzus Yayin, the Shemen. So far we had 4, I think, right? Vishar HaMadai, what's the Shar HaMadai? Says Rashi on the 4th line, Shar HaMadai She'oisin B'kipa, She'kin Oisim HaMadai. In the country of Madai, they didn't have your normal regular doorways. They were always archways. And therefore, since it was an archway, Shteto and the Braisa, that's also one of those that are pot. Vishar Shein Makura. And if you have an opening where you have beautiful gates, but on top of the gates, you notice you just have the Shemayim. There is no Mashkoif on top. That's not considered to be your a regular doorway, your pot. Vishar Shein Gavoyud. If it happens to be a rather small, a low-lying shar, presumably made for either midgets or for children, and a gvoyud, also potter. So now, How many did we have altogether?
Seven.
We had seven. We had basic seven, basic bucket, basic eight, basic oyster. That's four. Shar Modi is five. Shar Shein Makur is six. Shar Shein Gavoy is it? Seven. Amalei, but Sach the Bishishi, you said you're going to enumerate six. This is Lach the Bishim, and you left off with seven. You know, make up your mind. Amalei Shar Modi Tanohi. That Shar Modi case, the one that has the archway, which of the arch, as you know, means that it's rounded on top instead of being straight on top. That's Machlek Tanah. Decide, keep it when you have such an arch. Rav Meir Machayv Mezuz V'chomim Poitchit. A Machlek is. V'shoven. She'im yesh baragla asor shechayev is mezuzah. What's the inyan of the machloikas? Is what are we talking about? The problem over here is not the problem, it's really the issue. What doorway is mechuyev in mezuzah and which one is not mechuyev in mezuzah? The Gemara takes for granted that we all know minimum dimensions that has to be at least 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. In other words, the hollow space in the opening, in this entranceway or this exit, has to have at least 4 tvachim wide to be able to fit through, to be able to walk through. And it's got to be at least 10 tvachim tall. So if you bend over and you're skinny, you can get through. If it's less than 10 tvachim tall, less than 4 tvachim wide, nothing to talk about. So now, the problem with an archway is that by definition, as it gets higher and higher, as it gets closer to the top, it gets narrower and narrower to the point where it's already less than 4 tvachim. When you have your normal mashkoif, the mashkoif, of course, itself is no longer part of the ear space. So your ear space will end at mashkoif level. As long as it's 10 tvachim until there, 4 tvachim wide until there, you're fine. But the archway keeps on getting narrower and narrower until at the top there's no longer any 4 tvachim wide. So therefore we have this machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chacham. So Shachar. So they both agree. In Yesh Baragla Sora, as well as 4 wide, Shechayev is the mezuzah. In other words, if it's a tall arch, so that the archway goes, Ichweis, 20 tvachim, 50 tvachim, 100 tvachim, whatever it is. But as long as within 10 from the ground, up to that 10th, as you hit number 10th tefach, it's still 4 wide, it's Mechayev mezuzah. Because anything above that is really irrelevant. I don't care.
We say Lomori, but it's Lomala.
Lomala, okay. And if Shamashim Yesh Baragla, so Shachem is, everybody would agree. So therefore, what's the Machlekes? I'm going to buy. The Kulian the Gavoya Yud, the Ein Baragla Gimel, Vilav Klami. Says Abaya. Even if the archway is 10 tall, if Ein Baragla means that within the 3 from the ground, and the 3 Tvachim from the ground, which Barry points out as a status of Lovud, anyway, 3 from the ground, Rashi calls it Aras Michti, it's considered to be just an extension of the ground. If Ein Baragla Gimel, if within those 3 Tvachim, you no longer have 4 Tvachim width, in other words, maybe the first Tefach from the ground, as you're going up, you still have an entranceway which is 4 Tvachim wide. But by the time you hit the 3rd Tefach, it's already only
narrowed.
It's narrowed, so it's only 3.9, 3.8 Tvachim wide. Everybody agrees this is gunish mit gunish, because it means essentially from where the bottom of this entranceway begins, you don't even have over there 4 tvachim wide. So gunish. Inam yesh baragla gimel. Yes, up till the 3 tvachim level, there is 4 tvachim wide. However, the inner gavoya yud. But the entire entranceway doesn't even hit 10 tvachim, it only goes to 9 tvachim. Because you have to have at least 10. So where's the machlokes? Yes, it's 10 tvachim tall. V'yesh baragla gimel, and there is 4 tvachim width, as long as the regal is up to 3 tvachim. But the problem is that once you go beyond 3 tvachim, in other words, from 3 to 10, once you go from 3.1 till 10, v'ein barach v'dal, from that point on, you no longer have 4 width. V'yesh balochuk v'hashlim l'arba. However, the archway has a width to it, so that if you wanted to, you can go and carve it out. In other words, if you look here on the left-hand side, you see these two pictures. The bottom picture, and both pictures are the same in terms of there's an archway, but the bottom picture allows you to go and carve it out. If you wanted to, you can go and take a hammer or whatever and start, or a saw,
chisel it
out. And try to chisel it out. You can then have the space, the width, of 4 across. But the top one, if you chisel, there won't be any archway left. The whole archway will fall down because you don't have any additional backup to go and carve out. So that's what the Gemara is saying. If yesh b'loch glash lim l'abah, you have the ability to go and chisel, but no, not that you actually have to chisel. This is going to be a virtual, transparent chiseling. You don't actually do the chiseling. You put in your mind as if you are being mashlemit, as long as there's the potential to be chaykek, that's enough. And you have your 10 by 4.
You deem it as 10 by 4.
You deem it, and you consider it as a valid 10 by 4, and therefore it's mechuyev mezuzah. But it's having chayk lashlem. No, we don't deem it. It's got to be real. No virtual, no Zoom. It's got to be the real mechuyev. Ah, so therefore that's why the Braisa said that it's 6 or 7, because it depends. If you hold like Remeir, in fact, it would be mechuyev mezuzah. And the Braisa said the following are potim and mezuzah. So that's why the Beis Yishar Modeh, you kind of have to put in parentheses, or you at least have to put a footnote, that there's a machloikis about the Yishar Modeh, whether it's potim, whether it's chayiv, depending on the circumstances, the Keni Remeir and the Rabban. Okay, Tana Rabban. Beis HaKnesses, if you have a shul, or Beis HaIsha, a house that's owned by a woman, or Beis HaShutfin, or it's owned by partners, chayevus b'mezuzah, all three of these are chayev. Why not? You know, a woman is not mechayev. People in the shul, people Beis HaShutfin, these are all Jewish people. Why? Of course, it means
chayev. It's a seishalo as man grammar.
Yeah. So you want to say Beis Secha, v'loi Beis Sa. After all, it could have said Uchsavto al mezuzos habatim, or mezuzos habayis. Why does it say beisecha? Beisecha, but like beisa. Maybe it's telling you only the males and not the females. Beisecha, which is loshin yochid, loy batehem, and not loshin rab. That's what I could have thought. Kamashul, that's why the Bryce has to go and tell you a chiddush. It's not so posh and pshita. No, it has to tell you. No. They're talking mechuyev mezuzah. Maybe your drush is taka right. Maybe beisecha v'loy beisa, beisecha v'loy bate. Maybe the taka should be potter. On makro, that's why the next pasuk says leman yir b'yemeich v'benecha hanu boyichayev ani leboyuchayev. Very famous gemara. Are you only telling me the men folk, the single men that live in the house, they need chayev, but a single woman that owns a house, or the people inside a shul, Beis HaShutfin, they don't need chaya. Everybody needs this broch of leman yir b'yemeichem. So therefore, clearly everybody's mechuyev. What is the Beis Secha, which sounds like it's a special drosha? It's coming to tell you, you always wonder, where do I put the mezuzah? After all, there's the right door post and there's the left door post. Where do I put it? So I learned from Beis Secha, derech b'oscha. V'chiokar inish kare, when a regular person picks up his leg, the Amina Akabareshi typically puts up his right leg first. So that's the Derech Bia with the right leg. So that's why you put it on the right hand side. I guess there are people that are lefties, but presumably they are bottled to the rest of the world, like look, or the Torah says, what the regular people, and not Chas Hashom that a lefty is an irregular person, but this is the standard. Okay, Tanya Yidach, I have another Bryson.
Basically, doesn't really say about. How does that talk about which way you're coming in? How does that?
It's almost spelled the same. It's a bit of a pun. It's you put an aleph in beisra and you have biascha.
So we're learning bia, beisra.
Look, you see Rashi 6 lines from the bottom. Derech biascha liyamin on the right hand side. The voy oila bias v'loy miyamin letzaisai. We look at the place where you are walking as an entrance, not as an exit. And typically, when you walk, your first step is your right leg goes in first. So, derech b'yosef, the way that you walk in with your right leg first, that's where you put the mezuzah on the right hand side.
Right, but is that a play on beischa?
It's an expansion. I wouldn't say a play, an expansion of the word beischa to mean b'yosef. To add, you add an aleph. Yeah. Tani idach nocha b'raisa. Beis ha-knesset b'yishut v'beis ha-isha mitam b'negon. We're leaving now mezuzah for a moment. We're going to come back, Rabbi Isai. And we're saying that these three places have a din of tumas negon. So, the din of tumas negon is not only by a man that owns a house, and not only a single individual, but the same thing applies. Even a shul can have a tamen tumas negoyim, even shutfim, even isha. Why not? We're discriminating. The dimamau is saying, "But uva asher loy habayis the higid lakoyin lemar kenega nearly baboyis." Why is uva asher loy habayis? I would think loy v'le lo. Loi v'leilahen, kamash v'leilahen. In other words, the same type of havamina that we had by the mezuzah. Efshetakim. Amakra, the base eretz achuzaschem. Achuzaschem comes to tell you, even joint achuza, even for many people, including for women. A woman that owns a house, she's also part of the achuzaschem. And therefore, you mechut. What I learned from the loi. Mi shemiyachet beis eloi, she'ena roitze lahashel kalef. The oi mish ein loi. Kadosh Baruch Hu mafaris amaykis shemafanes veisoy prat lemashal kevul lachid. What the Gemara is telling us is elsewhere. The Gemara says that one of the reasons why a person gets a nega on his batim is for people that are tzorei ayin, people that are stingy and miserly, and they say, "This is mine. I'm not going to give it to you. It is mine." Ah, so therefore, person goes over to his neighbor and says, "I'd like to go and borrow from you your mixer." "I don't have a mixer." "How can you be? Why do you have me?" "I don't have a mixer. Stand in your head. I don't have a mixer." So guess what? Next day he gets a nega. The kohen comes in and says, "Oh, take out all the kelim." All of a sudden we see that mixer. "Ah, you see, there's a mixer." It doesn't mean more. That's a deloy.
"I was just kidding."
"Yeah, exactly. I didn't mean it. I didn't realize. I forgot. That's from my Pesach set, right?" "Eloy lamali mim shiachet beis eloy. I don't have a mixer." A person who is a Mashal Caleb, Kadosh Baruch Hu normally would not put a neg on his bias because he's not a Tzoras Ayin, he's a good guy. Okay, so that's what I learned from the light. Thank you, more basic lesson. Me matam benekoyim. You tell me a shul can have a din of nega batim, but then learn that brisa. Yochel you batim nesiza batim droshim matam benekoyim tamal lema uvasher loy habayis mishim yuchad loy yotzei l'shem yucham loy. So I have a befeirish brisa that says that there is no tumas negon on a shul. I have now a steer of two brises. One brisa says that there is tumas negon, one says no tumas negon. So it's more like asher horamei horabanan. The Rameir Rabbanan that we're going to quote now from Hilchos Mezuzah, that will be the same Malocha Legabi Hilchos Negoyim. This I will another Brisa. Beis Haknesses Sheyesh Bo Beis Tira Lechazan Haknesses. We've already quoted this Brisa a couple of times, that the shul was not just a pure shul, but there was in fact a room in the shul, next to the shul, for the Chazan Haknesses, for the Shamis. Chayim Mezuzah. Why? Because it's a Beis Tira. But if there's no beastira at all, Rameir still says Yimachuyev in mezuzah, even though there's no beastira. Ah, okay, so we see that even though a shul is not your normal bias, Rameir says you're still Machuyev in mezuzah. And the Chum said, no, it's not a beastira. So that's the same Machoykes Lagabi, the din of the Nigibatim. Nigibatim, the bias that we're referring to as a private residence. Normally that's what we would hold. So the Braisa that says it's Potter, the Chum say, that's not a residence, that's a shul. Says Rameir, Beisach Alav Dafka, it doesn't only mean Dafka Miyuchad for a bias, a shul is also a Beisach Knesses. So therefore it's Mechuyev bin Mezuzah, and therefore there could be a din, Asher Loi HaBayis, that there's a Beisach Knesses, also a din of Negabatim. That's one pshat. Both prices could go according to Rabbanu Lekasha. Hodi is for base tira, the less for the tira. That difference that we made in this price. If the shul has a base tira, so then it's no different than any other bias. Therefore, nigibatum applies. If there's no base tira, then it would be potter because it's not a base tira. No nigibatum. Vibo say mahavaha, the less for base tira. It doesn't have base tira. For the krach and bahodik forim. It depends where the shul was located. Was it located in a big city? Or was it in a little shtetl? What difference does it make? Was it in a big city, a little shtetl? Says the Tap Rashi. The krachim shu mokim shvokim, umiskabtim shom in mekoyim misharvi. People come to the big city and they're visiting and they're touring or they're bringing their wares to the local market. It's a place where people come from all over. The asuy lekol habol ispal. This type of krachim, this is meant for everybody and anybody. There are no real owners of the shul. This is like a
heavy traffic.
Heavy traffic. Yeah.
The great synagogue in Yerushalayim.
Okay. Or you're talking about the shtiblach in Yerushalayim, where you have tons of people coming from all over to daven the shtiblach. Nobody's really an owner there. Everybody's just visiting in and out. So in that type of place, since it does not have balam yuchadim, it's not a beisecha. There's no din of mezuzah, and there would not be a din of nigoy. However, the kfarim says the brisa, kol bal of nikarim. Everybody's a small little shtetl. Everybody who davens in that shul, they're members in the shul, and therefore it belongs to all of them. And therefore, there would be a din of nigoyim after all. So we'll stop over here, and we continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Brokovatsky.